Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. Indiana's Lieutenant Governor Becky Skillman opened a memorial service for five people killed at the state fair's stage roof collapse with a prayer, expressing thanks for those who immediately rushed in to help after high winds toppled stage rigging. Skillman told about 500 people gathered for the service this morning that the people who helped set aside their personal concerns and moved toward the accident and not away to help the injured Saturday. Governor Mitch Daniels and others took part on the stage lined with bouquets of sunflowers. The investigation into what happened Saturday is already underway, involving the Indiana Occupational Safety and Health Administration. GOP presidential hopeful Herman Cain will be in Indianapolis today for a 5:30 speech at the Columbia Club. He's the first candidate to speak at a series of 2012 presidential forums sponsored by the Indiana Republican Party. 5,500 military and civilian leaders are due to gather in southern Indiana this week for a training exercise simulating the response to a terrorist attack. The Muscatatuck Urban Training Complex says the exercise, named Vibrant Response, begins tomorrow and continues through August 28th at the complex at Camp Atterbury and surrounding areas. The parents of an IU student who's been missing for more than 2 months have released a new missing poster of her. The poster shows 20-year-old Lauren Spear smiling and wearing her blonde hair down and sunglasses on her head. Spear was last seen early June 3rd walking alone to her Bloomington apartment. WFYI weather, partly sunny through Wednesday. Today's high 79, highs tomorrow and Wednesday near 85. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.